I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
By Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner, with guest star Sean Gibson.
Speech may slow. Doesn't matter that my late night call came at all. Came at all.
Michael Court, the actor.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah, the person from HGM Talent.
Oh, hello, Sarah.
So Margot didn't get rid of you then?
What?
Your meeting yesterday.
Oh no, it was just a catch-up meeting, Sarah. Perfectly normal. Nice to see her, actually.
Oh. Everyone in the office thought she'd got rid of you, and that's why she was meeting you. She normally avoids you like the plague, so we were just like slightly confused.
Yes, well, anyway, Margot and I enjoyed a wonderful lunch.
She said it was the meat platter.
Yes, well, it was. And your point is?
The meat platter normally means you're a goner.
What?
Well, she doesn't like spending too much on a lunch with a client that she's going to get rid of, so she just gets like a meat platter to share for $16.50. It's like the cheapest thing they do there.
Yes, okay. Well, Margot and I parting company was never on the cards. Thank you very much, Sarah. Mm. We had a good chat, and it was a very lovely afternoon. We had the table with the sofas on the terrace in the sunshine, and, well, the cost of the dinner was never an issue. As a matter of fact, I'd already picked up the bill by the time she woke up, which I was very happy to do.
Ooh, right. So she didn't give you a telling off?
No. What on earth for?
Well, you know.
Oh, that. No, Sarah, no, no. You see, Sarah, what you don't understand is Margot and I have known each other for, goodness, over 20 years now, and we've been through a lot together as agent and client, and we just rest assured there's no bad feeling.
So you're not on your last warning?
No, I'm not. I'm not a child, Sarah. We did discuss the general idea that I could perhaps work a little harder on my people skills whilst I'm on set and so on and so forth, which I agreed was perhaps a little something for me to work on, you see, one never stops learning as an actor, Sarah. Even, dare I say it, the likes of me. And, well, it's part of the reason I love him so much, acting. One has to constantly improve and evolve as an actor.
I've got casting for you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so have you heard of foals?
Oh.
And horses.
Yes, well, horses and they're young. Well, I suppose mares and they're young, strictly speaking.
No, he said it was only foals and horses.
Fools.
No, he seemed fairly genuine.
Only foals and horses.
No, you've lost me, Michael.
What? You haven't heard of Only Fools and Horses, the TV show?
Is it on Netflix?
I don't think it is, Sarah, no. But it is. Well, it is the most well-known comedy that this country has ever made. So regardless of whether it's on Netflix, you actually should really know that.
I don't like comedy.
What?
I don't really like laughing. So I used to, and then I sort of grew up. Grew out of it, you know. Like music.
Yes. Yes, and art?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you see, what? No, let's leave it for now. So what's the casting? I suppose they're dramatising it for the West End stage, or?
This isn't whatever you just said.
And who do they want to see me for? Del Boy, is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, how did you know?
Well, there's only three male characters, Sarah, and I'm no Nicholas Lyndhurst.
No, of course. What's Nicholas Lyndhurst?
Good night, sweetheart.
Oh, well, hang on. I haven't told you about the casting yet. Mike? Michael? Still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So, it says here that they want you tomorrow at the Novotel on Charing Cross Road at 10. It's to meet the head of casting and the director. And if it all goes well, you'll start the next day.
Good, good. Start rehearsals the next day.
Yeah, yeah. Quick.
Well, it doesn't give you much time to prepare the role.
Yeah, but it's only comedy. It's not like real acting, is it?
Oh, dear. Sarah, one always has to find the truth in the character, regardless of the medium. Some would say it's the same process.
Eh?
Well, look, OK, I'll be there. Just send me through the script. Now, look, while you've got me here, any news on the Watermill Theatre?
Like what?
Well, the audition went rather well, so I just wondered if they'd come back with anything.
Let's have a look.
Yeah. It was about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
No.
No.
No. No, they've gone a different way with the casting.
Oh, dear. What do you mean, a different way?
Said they've decided to make it an all-female production.
Of Ben-Hur?
Suppose, yeah. Actually, so, yeah, they've spelt it Ben-H-E-R.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm sick of this. When is all this going to end? You know, all this bloody equality nonsense. People should just get over it. So that decent actors like myself can bloody well get back to bloody work. It's just so unfair. You know, I'm all for giving the lasses a leg up, but honestly, let's stop all this, you know? Let's stop all this Arthur Martha business. I need to work.
I'm not sure an all-female version of Ben-Hur is the problem, Michael.
No? Well, all right then. In that case, from now on, I only want to be seen for all-male productions, okay? Let's see how they like that.
Who?
The industry, Sarah! The industry!
I'm not sure they'll care particularly, Michael.
No? Really? No?
No.
Well, okay, yes, but do you see what I'm getting at?
Really?
Well, they are stopping me from earning a living.
No, I think that's you doing that. There's a job here that came in. It is an all-male cast. I mean, I could suggest you for it. Do you want me
yes,
to suggest
yes,
you?
Yes, 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 suggest okay. me for it. Yes, yes. What is it?
It's immersive theatre.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting, so.
It's for recovering heroin addicts.
No.
Shall I read out what they say?
No, don't.
It says this production will aim to aid recovery by challenging the patient's conceptions of why they became addicted through movement and song.
Oh, fuck off.
The actors will be expected to have empathy with vulnerable people and those with severe mental health issues.
Yes, I'm not interested, sir.
They should also have a strong background in first aid.
I'm not doing it.
And self-defence.
No, there's no point in reading out
Smack
anymore,
Smack Me Up Theatre Company was founded in 2018 in Southeast London by Gary Wright, Kerry Ponsonby, Gloria de Frontenac.
Oh, I know her mother.
Doesn't matter that I don't give experience in Carlos
Street, distinguished guests.
Face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning, HD and Talent. Sarah speaking.
Hello, Michael Cork here. Is Margot there, please?
She's off sick, I'm afraid.
Is Fliss there?
Also off sick, I'm afraid.
Right. And what is it they're actually doing, Sarah?
Margot's having a bath and a hot Slurpee.
Right, well, when she's back from doing that, could she just... What is it, a spa day?
No.
Could she call me? And what's Fliss doing? Macrame?
Hurling.
Is she Irish?
Don't know. They've got diarrhoea and vomiting.
Oh, God.
Norovirus. Can I help?
I doubt it, Sarah.
Oh, none taken.
Listen, seeing as you were the one who got me this bloody job...
You're welcome.
Perhaps you can help. Perhaps you can help. I've turned up to what you told me was an audition at the Novotel with the head of casting for the West End musical of the stage version of Only Fools and Horses, but it's not an audition, it's a straight offer, and it's not with the head of casting, it was the head of catering.
Hmm. Bit weird.
Just a bit. What you've sent me to is something called... Where is it? Only Fools and Courses.
Is it a musical?
No, it's not a fucking musical. It's a bloody dinner show, after dinner experience thing, whatever you call them.
Nice.
Not only am I being expected to serve bloody dinner to people in character, but worse than that, I'm not even sure if some of the other actors here haven't even been to drama school. And actually, it's not even Del Boy, so that was wrong. It's to play Grandad Trotter, which is a bit rich, if you ask me. I'm only 65,
so
perhaps
you there,
would.
Michael?
Do me the...
It says here on their website that they is all professional actors.
That's not the point, Sarah. I am a professional actor. I did not sign up for this absolute nonsense. You need to get me out of this immediately.
Have you signed the contract?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Good point. Oh, great. Thank you. So, I'll do a runner, and if you give them a call
No, that's right. I signed it.
What?
Well, I often sign contracts on your behalf.
What?
Well, you always take too long, so...
Because they need to be read through very carefully and checked thoroughly. Oh, God. What do you mean? How many of these do I have to do?
I don't know. I didn't read the contract.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, it's all gobbledygook, Michael. I mean, I'm no lawyer, right? But I always reckon it's just better to just get these things signed and get them off, you know. And to be honest, you are on your last warning with Margot, so to be fair, you've kind of got to do this job, haven't you?
Oh, I see. Yes, right. And that's what she said, is it? Is that straight from the... Is that what she told you when she's ever in the bloody office? Is that right, that I'm on a last warning?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, for an actor of my depth of experience, this is completely unacceptable.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Interacting with the public? I mean, that's not my role.
Well, sort of is.
This is awful. And serving food. Serving bloody food.
It's a job.
It's not the job I want to be doing, Sarah.
It's an all-male cast.
Well, number one, Sarah. Number one, I only said that to make a point. Number two, no, it's not, because Raquel. And number three, Marlene.
No, it's a small cast, Michael. So they say everyone has to rotate and play two roles. So Raquel is actually, you in drag over pudding.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, tick, all male cast.
No, I draw the line. Who's playing Marlene then?
It was going to be Lizette Vapor.
Oh, Lizzie Vapor, how wonderful. Oh, that's, how lovely.
You heard of her?
Yes, Lizzie and I go way back. Yes, gosh, what Lizzie Vapor. We're in an open-air production of The Death of Joe Egg in a stately home somewhere in the Midlands. Wonderful actress, such grace, such a terrible shame she went into the soaps. Great loss, very sad. Well, reconnecting with Lizzie would be nice, and she's very well connected, so that might be rather good, actually. Okay, well, so that's not bad. That's not so bad if she's...
But then she got offered Death in Paradise in Guadeloupe, so she's not free.
So who's playing Marlene?
You.
Oh, God, oh, Christ. You know, sometimes I truly despair what you are all up to in the office. Do you actually know who I am?
Michael Cork?
No, but do you really know who I am? What sort of actor I am? What I'm capable of?
I don't. No. But I could ask some of the others in the office and see if they did.
Just...
Maybe I could get some casting directors to come and see you in this thing. Like the lure of food and all that. They'll do anything for a free night out.
No, don't. You're not bringing casting directors.
Convince myself of things that are not possible with someone else. You can be.
Hey, Shim Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, Sarah. It's Michael Cork, the actor speaking.
Hi, Michael. Everything okay?
Well, actually, Sarah, and thank you for asking, first of all. But no, everything's not okay. Not really. Not at this moment. No, I'm in a little bit of trouble, and I would like to speak to Margot. Office, whichever one is available, doesn't matter who, but not you. And I need to speak to them immediately. Pardon me.
Sorry, what's the problem, Michael?
The problem is, Sarah, that I've started this job for only fools and courses, and I've served the Uncle Albert crab and, forgive me, pork tureen, but now I'm rather unwell, and I've been unable to leave this laboratory cubicle for, 25, nearly 30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, Michael. Is it just putting the drag stuff on that you're worried about, or...?
No, goodness me, so no, I'm not opposed to dressing as a... Hang on. No, false alarm. I'm not opposed to dressing as a... dressing as a woman. No, I've come down rather suddenly with a... Ah! There it is. Bit of a tummy bug, so I'm unable to continue. I have no contact number, so I'm wondering if you could call whoever is in charge and get me out of serving dinner this evening.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yes, this is extremely embarrassing, as you can imagine. So, could you tell them that I've already left and I'll sneak out when I've dried up?
Hiya! Hello! Are you in here, Corky? Corky?
Oh, Christ.
Come on, Corky, I know you're there!
Ah, Lizzie Vapor?
Of course it's Lizzie Vapor, you old dog! And what are you up to now, you naughty boy? Having a little toot, are you?
No, I'm just, sat on the loo, actually.
Oh, fuck off, I know you, of course, yeah, sat on the loo, yeah. Powdering your nose, oh, I have missed you, you silly old high-functioning addict.
Well, no, that's not, yes, how are you, anyway?
Yeah.
Good. Yes. Are you keeping
keeping busy? Well, I know you are. Never see you off the telly.
I've just messaged the manager to say that you're ill and you've gone home and they'll have to manage without you. So shall I call you a cab?
It's all
right,
Michael. It's all just got a bit quiet since the attack on the day.
Yes. I did read about that.
Yeah, well, exactly. Back in the day, that sort of behaviour is almost expected of you if you're in a soap, won't it?
Well, yes. Madness, isn't it? Madness. Different time, darling.
Very hard at the moment, though, isn't it? I don't know if you're feeling it too, but honestly, it's terribly quiet out there. It's drier than a fucking popcorn fart, if I'm honest with you. So, are you busy?
Well, I keep the wolf from the door. I've got a few things going on at the moment, you know.
Sometimes
feel like one can't get fucking arrested in this town. Still,
if I don't have to get up in the morning, at least I can get shit-faced when I want.
Yes. I didn't think you were doing this, darling. They told me you were doing Death in Paradise.
Oh, yes, what I was. Went out to Guadeloupe. You know me, Corky. Itchy feet. Bound up in the hotel. Oh, no. I just always want to get out and explore, you know. Meet the locals. Contribute to the local economy and that.
Buy drugs?
Well, quite. I was having a banging time until some little prick of production decided all of a sudden that cocaine is a Class A drug. I mean, did you know that?
Well, yes.
Well, honestly, back in our day, it was Class C tops. Well, it certainly was when I was hoovering it off Rite Aid napkins backstage at Live Aid. Anyway, deported I was in fucking economy with the livestock. Believe it. Here I am. Managed to bring a cheeky couple of Henry's escort back through customs, though.
Sorry, Michael, I can't find any cab numbers.
What?
My Rolodex is missing.
How?
Well, it's easy, love. You know, you don't wash for a couple of days and it throws the sniffer dogs right off. If you fancy a bit of a lifter later on, let me know.
Michael, I'm going to hang up now.
No, don't go. I need to.
Aww. That's very sweet, darling. Just like the old days. Supposed to give up shagging in public toilets 7.5 years ago.
No, sorry, Lizzie, I didn't mean you. I'm on the phone.
Come on out then, Corky. Let's see that gorgeous face.
Yes, I'll be out in just a minute or two.
I bet you will. Can I come in then?
No, please, Lizzie. Honestly, I'm not doing cocaine. I'm... Oh, dear.
Oh, of course not. You fucking old devil. Always did like a bit of the old BW, didn't you?
BW?
Bit of boosty-woosty, Corky?
Yes, well, you know... That was the 80s.
Yeah.
Different times. Why are you working on this comedy dining experience nonsense, Lizzie, if you don't mind me asking?
Free fucking wine, cock.
Well, I must say, I can't believe you're doing this shit, pardon me. You're always busy, you. I can't believe either of us are here, to be honest. Embarrassing, really. Makes you wonder what's happened to this crazy business we call show. I mean, I'm serving food to the muggles, Lizzie. Me! I was Simon Tornado!
Well, it pays the bills, Corky.
Hardly.
Well, it does if you're top billing.
You're top billing?
It's my company, Corky.
Your company?
Yes. Yes, Corky, my company. Sitcom Suppers, the ultimate comedy dining experience. And whatever you may think of me, actually, I'm making a fucking killing. Poultry Towers, Dad's Carvery, you are being served. They're all my company.
Oh, I see. Oh, sorry. Well done.
Thank you. So, finish up whatever you're doing in there and get your bloody tights on and get out there and entertain the muggles, please. And when you're done with the show, I want you out front doing the silly voices and shifting some fucking merch, all right? Do not make me have to put a call into Mark and Cookie, okay?
No, I'm sorry,
please keep your sweet lips close tight.
Michael, it's Sarah from HJM.
Hello, Sarah.
You all right now?
Yes, thank you, Sarah. I'm fine.
Just phoning. Did you get your money through?
Yes, I did. Not too bad in the end, was it? Almost worth the effort in a way. Wouldn't actually mind doing some more of those, to be honest.
Oh.
It's Lizzie Vapor's company. Did you know that? Sitcom Suppers. Actually, she did tell me she's opening up a porridge-themed bottomless brunch place in Brixton or somewhere, which there's a lot of male roles for. So
I don't think so, Michael. I don't think so.
Why?
So apparently you were messing around with the customer's food?
Well, yes, I was playing, wasn't I? That's what clowning is. You know, putting your thumb in the soup, juggling the new potatoes and the like, throwing the broccoli. They loved it.
Okay, well, some of the diners have been complaining about food hygiene, though. So the Princess Royal Hospital has admitted 24 of them with the norovirus. I don't know if you know, Michael, but the Sun newspaper have got hold of it. Have you seen that today?
No, I don't take the Sun anyway, so what do they say?
Well, page 9. Only loose stools and courses was the headline. So anyway, Lizette thinks it's something to do with you.
Right.
Yeah. Now, she said she had considered legal action at one stage. Which, after some consideration, she is now taking. Against you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sarah, I'll have to call you back.
Sign my name. Sign my name. Sign my name. Sign my name. Don't impress.
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. Guest starring Sean Gibson. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
Hello, you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.